Hello and welcome back. In this module, we are going to make your web page look even better by using the Bootstrap framework. What is Bootstrap? Bootstrap is a framework that makes bringing HTML, CSS, and JavaScript to mobile devices in a super simple way. You won't have to spend a lot of time detecting whether your user is on a desktop, a tablet, or a phone. Instead, you get to focus on creating great content for your users that will look great on all of their devices. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started. In order to do this, we're going to pick up where we left off in the last lesson by going to the Azure portal and opening up Visual Studio Online for our website. So to do this, let's go ahead and open up portal.azure.com. And once you're there, log in with the account that you've been using for these lessons. In this case, it already automatically detected my account here, so I'm going to click on that account. And I'm going to enter in my password. And as we did in the previous lessons, we pinned our Visual Studio Online editor right to our homepage here. So I'll just click on this tile. And I'm going to hit Browse. And what this will do is this will open up Visual Studio Online, allowing me to edit the code for our website in the browser. So I'm going to go ahead and click on this. And here we go. Here's the code for our website. And if you have this output tab that comes up, you can just hit this little X button right there. We don't need to see the output tab. So if you're having trouble accessing that Visual Studio tab and you don't have this pinned, another way you can get to it is you can click on App Services on the left-hand side, find your website that you had created. In this case, I have multiple websites here, but you should only have one listed, so you'll click on your website. And then once you're in there, you can click on Tools. And what Tools will do is refresh this blade over here on the right and just scroll down, and then under the section that's called Develop, click on Extensions, and then click on Visual Studio Online, and then you can click Browse. So again, only do that if you were having trouble accessing it before. Okay, so here we have our website code. I'm going to go ahead and hit run as we did in the previous lessons just to see what this looks like. Okay, so here we have our single page website with our simple header, our few links, a couple little articles here, and our footer. So let's move forward and add Bootstrap to our website. In order to begin using Bootstrap on our web page, we need to include a reference to the libraries. There are two pieces to the Bootstrap framework: the style sheet, which is the CSS file, and our JavaScript, which is the JS file. So in the index.html page, which we do have open right here, we're going to add two Bootstrap files inside of our head tag. Okay, and you can find those two lines of code in the exercise file. So in that first section right here, you can just copy that entire head section, and I'm going to just paste this right over the current head section. And you'll see the only difference here is we have these two additional lines of code that were added. Now, we could have downloaded these to our machine, but we're going to take advantage of what's called a content delivery network for the Bootstrap files. This takes the load off of our web server and potentially serves the file to the user even faster. So at this point, nothing major has changed on our page. Adding Bootstrap files will just give us access to a collection of new CSS classes and styles that we will use to define how our page gets laid out on different devices. So if I go back to my web page tab and I refresh it, you'll see everything's pretty much the same. The main thing that did change is that Bootstrap did clean up a few things. So there was a white border of spacing around the header on the left side. That's been removed. The font was changed to a nicer overall font. And then you'll notice there were underlines that were under the links here. Those are gone as well. So it cleaned up the page a little bit, but now we have access to all the Bootstrap classes to have fun with. Adding containers. So Bootstrap is based on having container elements that wrap all of the site contents. These containers then are subdivided into rows that each have 12 columns. We will then use classes to mark our code up for how many columns each set of content will take. So before we go into that, I want to show you where you can learn a little bit more about the rows, columns, and grid system that Bootstrap uses, because once you understand that concept, it's really easy to use and easy to make your website mobile friendly. So in your browser, if you head over to getbootstrap.com, again, that's GetBootstrap.com, it'll bring you to the official Bootstrap website. You can click on CSS, and then on the right-hand side, you can go over to the grid system. And here, the grid system, they really explain it in detail how it's used, but the most important thing here is this diagram. And really what it's showing you is the difference between the rows, the columns, and then how everything is arranged into 12 columns. So for example, this right here is a row. And in this example here, we have the row split into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 columns. So we could have 12 columns of content. But let's say we wanted something to where we only wanted 2 columns of content. We wanted a left and a right. That's where this example comes in. So we have a left column with a size of 8, and then a right column with a size of 4, totaling 12. As long as we always total 12, Bootstrap knows how to work with the content and then let it flow if it happens to be on a smaller device. And again, the next example just shows it 3 columns. We have each of them at 4 wide. And then the last example just shows 2 columns, 6 and 6. So we're going to go through now and add our own content and our own columns to use this type of layout. So going back to the online editor, we're going to start with the containers. We're going to use the container fluid class to make a full width container that will resize based on the size of the browser viewport. The viewport is the width of the screen, and it will be fairly small on a phone, but much larger on a tablet or desktop computer. So let's start by adding this class to our page header in the index.html file. So again, I'm going to go over to the exercise file, and you'll see here, I'm just going to add this piece of code right here, class equals container fluid. I'm going to copy this, and just like the example, I'm going to paste it right inside of the header tag. Next, we're going to add another div that will surround the main part of our web page, including both a side and the section tags that contain the bulk of our page content. Be sure to include all of the content except the header or footer. So what we want to do is, if I go back over to my exercise file, as shown in the example, we're going to start by adding div class equals container. So I'm going to copy this, and I'm going to put that right before the first aside tag, and then I'm going to scroll down to the bottom here, and if I look, we want to grab the closing div tag, and we're going to place that after the last aside tag. And then what I like to do as well is I'm going to highlight all of that code in between, and I'm going to hit tab so it indents it and it stands out nicely. Okay? So finally, we're going to add that same container fluid tag to our footer. So instead of copying and pasting the code, what do we want to add here? Just think about that for a second. So we want to do the same thing we did before. So pretty easy, right? You just want to add class equals container-fluid. Okay, so let's click the run icon on the left-hand column to load the page. And you'll see it opens up a new browser window. And what you want to try doing now is let's resize the width of your browser and see how the header and footer resize as well as the content on the page. So I'm going to click this little button here, and whoops, if you notice, as I resize, the page automatically knows to resize. And that's okay. That's because we added those Bootstrap specific classes that tell it how to react on a smaller device window. So now let's go ahead and add some navigation. Just under our header, we're going to use Bootstrap to add a navigation menu to our page. We'll keep it simple, but Bootstrap will take care of everything for us, including the highlights, current menu selection, and layout. So where do we want to do this? Again, we're going to add this just under our header tag. So I'll make a space here. And then again, if I go to the exercise file, you'll see the code for it. So again, we're only going to copy the navigation code, and we're going to place it directly under the header file as noted in the exercise file. So I'm going to copy this, and I'm going to place that right there, and I'm going to, again, indent it. Now, before we take a look at the navigation we just added, let's add just a little styling so it will blend in with the styles of our page. So to do this, let's open up the app.css file and add the following styles. So I'll go to app.css, and let me go back to the exercise file, and I'm going to copy over that code right there and paste it in towards the end. And let's go ahead and hit our run in the left-hand column to reload the page. Okay, so in this case, it loaded, but it looks like it didn't load correctly for me. So if something doesn't look like, try always refreshing, and there we go. So this is how it's supposed to look. You'll see the bar now goes all the way across. Sometimes your changes don't go through instantly, and you have to just refresh the page. And you can do that by hitting F5 or by hitting this little refresh icon up there. So you'll notice the new navigation menu on the page. As you resize your browser and to a narrow window, you'll see that the menu items going from being on the same line to being on their own lines. Thanks to Bootstrap, we don't have to spend a lot of time building this custom menu functionality. So again, I could show you that as I shrink the page down automatically. Look what just happened there. The links here, home, amazing places, and contact, they automatically just go to their own lines, which is great. And if I bring the browser window back up, they go across. So again, Bootstrap is detecting the size of the window and automatically setting the layout for us based on how big the window is. And again, you'll see with the content below as well, it did that. Look at the picture, how the picture automatically sizes based on how big the window is. So we already have the content for the home and amazing places. We're going to add content for the contact link a little bit later in this module. So let's go back and get back to messing with the Bootstrap layouts. Now for the rows. Next, we want to move on to the main content of our web page. Once we have our containers, we can create a row inside of that container. That row will be the basis for the 12 columns that Bootstrap will use for the layout. Anytime we are working with the row, we want to keep in mind that the number of columns should always add up to 12. In our example webpage, we want to have the first list take up 3 columns, the main content to take up the next 6 columns, and finally, our second list to fill up the final 3 columns. So in order to do this, we got to go back to our index.html file, and just after the div surrounding our made section, we're going to add another div and give it a class of row. So, and again, if this output pops up for you, you can just close this. But what I'm going to do is right after our very first div right here, I'm going to add in div class equals row. And then we have to close that div tag at the bottom here after our aside tag slash div. Okay. And again, I'm going to highlight everything. It's just a habit of mine to keep everything clean. I'm going to hit tab so that it's indented properly. So now what we did is we put all this content inside of a row, a bootstrap row that we can now divide into columns. So we are now ready to subdivide the row with our content into columns. So let's change both of the aside tags to have a class of col-sm-3. This means on all devices small and up, create a space that is three columns wide. So again, inside the aside tag, we're going to put in class equals col-sm-3. And again, if you want to copy that, you can go ahead and write in the exercise file. I'm just following right along. It's this code right here. So I'm adding this to both our aside tags. So I'm just going to copy. Whoops. So I'm going to copy that, go down to my other aside tag, put a space, and paste that in there. So since we did that for both of the lists, this will account for six of the columns in our grid. Now we need to change the main section of our content to have a class of col-sm-6 to account for the other six columns. So if I go to the section tag, which is right here, and I can paste the same code in, but I'm going to change this 3 to a 6. Go ahead and click run in the left-hand column to load your page in the new browser window. Notice that the two lists we created now float to the right and left of our main content. What happens when you resize the window to a narrow screen similar to a phone? Our content should automatically reflow as necessary. Let's give that a shot. So you see here, we have our left, our middle, and our right. Let's resize that content down. So I'm going to resize the window. Oh, and look what just happened there. Right when I get to about right there, it thinks we're on a tablet, so it put everything, it flowed. Here's our left content, here's all our main content, here's all our right content. It automatically did that for us. So again, this is why Bootstrap is so great. You can design and lay out a page with one set of code, and now the same page, whether you're on a browser, will look the same or look professional as if you're using a tablet and or a mobile phone. Now that the content flows a little better when we resize the browser, let's take a closer look at our main content. We're going to make the content of the articles flow a little nicer with devices as well. So in the index.html file, let's add a div with a class of row to the main section. So this right here is the main section. And what we want to do is we want to add div class equals row. Okay, and then what we want to do is we want to close the div right before we close the section. And again, I'm going to highlight everything and indent it. Okay, so now what that just did is that gave us another row with another 12 column layout that we can begin to place each article into. So let's make the image take up 3 columns and the paragraph fit in the other 9 columns. So we're going to repeat this for each of the articles on the page. And so the easiest way to do that is if you go over to the exercise file, you'll see here's the example of how the article should look. So if I want to here, I can go ahead and I'm going to copy this and I'm going to replace my entire first article and I'll highlight that and I'll indent it. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the other articles follow this same exact layout. So really what I'm doing here is I'm taking this div with a class of call SM3 and I'm going to put that around my image. Okay, and then I'm going to take my div class equals call SM9 and put that around our paragraph or our paragraphs. And again, I'll indent that. So I'll do that one more time. I'm going to go and I'm going to copy call SM3. I'll put it around the image. And then I'll copy col-sm-9 Okay, so if you're still doing this, if you want, go ahead and pause the video and go ahead and resume once you've done setting up all that content. Okay, so now that you've finished setting up all the content in that new format, let's click the run on the left-hand column to load the page and try resizing the browser and notice how the articles flow a lot nicer. So I'm going to do that here. So I'm going to hit play or run. And look, right off the bat, you'll see we have a nice new layout to where we have the title here, we have the image to the left and the article to the right. And now let me resize the browser here. Whoops. And let's see what happens. So I scroll down and it gets to about a tablet size. And there you go. And it switches back to that other layout, which looks a lot better on a tablet and on a mobile phone. So when the content reflows, things tend to jump around. The question you have to ask is, what is the most important content to be showing? Currently, in the wide layout, our content is showing the main articles between our two lists. When we resize the browser window to a narrow view, the articles are still between our two lists, just further down the page than we would like. What if we wanted to show our articles first? We need to reorder our content to help us out there. Let's do that now. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do back on our editor is we're going to move the section tag and all of its content above the first aside content. So again, I'm going to highlight the entire section section piece of code. I'm going to hit Control X to cut it. And I'm going to paste it. I'm going to paste the code above this first aside section. So I went ahead and I pasted that in there. So let's click the run icon on the left-hand column to load the page in the browser window. And let's resize your browser to a narrow format. So in the narrow format, we have the look that we wanted. But what about when we go back to the wide view? Things don't really look the way we want them now. The lists are both on the right side of the web page, and it doesn't look very pleasing. Do we have to create two views of the data for this? No. Thankfully, Bootstrap has a few extra classes that allow us to flow the content where it needs to go. We put the content in the order we want it to flow. Then we use the Bootstrap classes to tweak the details for the layout. Let's look at the Bootstrap push and pull classes. Push will move the content to the right. Pull will bring the content to the left. So let's modify the main section class by telling it to push three columns to the right. So if I go back to the code, and we're going to go to the section piece of code right here. And if you go to the exercise file, let's copy this code right here, col-sm-push3. We're going to add that class to this class right there. Next, let's modify the first aside class by telling it to pull six columns to the left. So if I go down to that aside tag, that's this one right here, and I'm going to grab the code col-sm-pull6, and we're going to paste it right there, right inside that first aside class. So go ahead and hit the run icon on the left-hand side. This will reload the page. And now look at the difference between the narrow width and the wide width browsers. Notice how the most important content is where it needs to be for each type of display. So again, here we are on the wide width. We have a left, middle, and a right. And now as I resize the content down, you'll see it automatically move those other two lists to the bottom, or the other lists to the bottom, and we get the content first because we deem that the most important content. So about that contact info, now that you've seen how to do a column push and pull, let's add the content for our contact information. Because we added a link to our contact information, we will want to put in some HTML at the bottom of our page just before the opening footer tag. So again, if I go to the exercise file, and I want to basically copy all of this code here, and this is all our contact information. I'm going to copy this, and I'm going to paste it after that last closing div tag and before the footer tag. I'll paste that in there, and then I'll indent it. And let's go ahead and hit run to load this in our browser. And now what we want to do, now that we have this opened up in the browser, go ahead and click the content link, and it should automatically scroll us down to the contact information on the page. There we go. It scrolled down for us. Now let's make sure to check the behavior in both the full screen experience as well as the narrow small screen experience. So in the full screen it works. Let's go ahead and shrink the browser down. And I'm going to hit contact, and it brings us down to the bottom here where we can see the contact information. So that concludes our Bootstrap lesson. I hope you've learned a lot today. So we will continue with the next module. Thank you very much.